Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful question, a very interesting question. Today on The Key, the question we're going to be asking is about what are the effects of sin? You know, we know that, you know, in the hereafter, the effect of sin, a sin that we do not repent from, obviously, with the condition that God does not forgive us for it, is that, you know, we become punished for it. But what are the effects of the sins that we commit in this world? Are there any effects of it? Yes, there are. Fortunately, these have been alluded to in the hadith. For example, we have a hadith from Imam Bakr, whose birthday it is today, in which the Imam alayhi salam says, when the rainfall is less from year to year, for example, 1 year the rainfall is a lot, the next year it becomes a little bit less than that, next year it becomes less than that, the Imam says, if this happens, this occurs, it is only because Allah sends it down as and when He wishes, such that when people commit acts of disobedience to Him, Allah, mighty and exalted, withholds the rain that He had ordained from them. Meaning, the more people commit sins, you know, the more, the less the rain becomes, and you know, the rainfall becomes increasingly less. This is one of the, and this has an effect on, obviously, the produce, and, you know, the water available to them, and so on and so forth. All of these things are connected to one another. In another hadith, we read the following from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, his son. When a man commits a sin, a black spot appears on his heart. If he repents, it is effaced. But if he continues committing it, the spot increases and grows until it engulfs the whole heart, and he can never prosper. He can never again prosper, spiritually prosper. You know, and Imam Sadiq also said, Allah never bestows bounties on His servant, only to take them away again until and unless he commits a sin, whereby he becomes deserving of Allah's deprivation. God taketh and God taketh away. So when we commit, but his granting of a bounty or His taking away of that bounty is never haphazard. The believers in God's justice believe that God's will is not haphazard. It isn't haphazardly, intend something. Rather, His intentions, His the decisions He makes, all of them are based on maslahat and what is expedient and what is beneficial for His servant. And, one of the things that has an effect on his intention. That's an improper way of wording, you know, what we want to say here. One of the things that leads to, the deprivation spiritually and also worldly is the sins that we commit. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the effects of sins. Once again, thank you for joining us here. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.